flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Aqua Systems and GAF Roofing. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
Good Saturday afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Ride at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Horace, and who am I, you may ask? Well, I'm a senior sales consultant for St. Louis' premier full-service design-build company, Mosby Building Arts. And as many of you may know, you know, we have several different divisions and options for you to help kind of isolate how we can help you through our processes, like Right Bath, Right Kitchen, Exteriors by Mosby. I've got a deep bench behind me of educated professionals on the sidelines ready to jump in, more than 100 people deep. So for today, I'm reaching into that deep bench for all your bathroom needs with our guest, Mosby sales consultant David Flory. David is our Right Bath, Right Kitchen expert. He's going to have everything that you need today. I plan to talk to David about some common bathroom questions, some bath selections, our website of selections, and our process for bathrooms maybe a little. I'll have my On the Road with Rich segment and my weekly hack, of course. So stay tuned with us for all of that. And for now, I want to get right into this with Mosby's Right Bath consultant, David Flory, or as we know him, Super Dave. How you doing today, Dave? Thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you very much, Rich. It's great to be here.
Awesome. Yeah, I really appreciate you taking some time out and trying to help out and, you know, just kind of educate everyone out there, all our listeners. And it's fun doing it. So for the listeners, just kind of getting to know you, have you always been around St. Louis? Where did you grow up?
Born in St. Louis, and then I grew up in Cape Girardeau.
Oh, nice, nice. So what happened? What kind of inspired you getting into the construction industry? How'd you start?
I always had a passion for construction, even from the earliest ages. They were building my subdivision. And then I worked in my father's heating and air conditioning business. And then when I came to St. Louis, my wife and I needed work done in our house, and I said, I'll do that. And so I just figured it out, and I've just always had a passion for anything that has to do with the home.
So you've been in the industry quite a while. How long have you been doing it?
I've been officially in the industry for at least 28 to 30 years.
Awesome. That is awesome. And that, you know, just helps us with that whole kind of deep bench I talk about. You know, it's really, there's just so many of us that have been doing this for so long and doing different aspects of it that, you know, we can get to anything really, you know, that anybody's looking for and get the answers to it. So how long have you been here at Mosby?
Getting really close to 10 years.
Oh, man, that is awesome. See, I lose track. I just, so many people, so long. That's really, really awesome. So I want to have a little fun with it right now and just kind of learn about you, if that's cool. Just want to kind of run through some our lightning round questions with you and just kind of see what's behind the man, behind the myth of Dave here. So either or stuff, kind of cake or pie?
Oh, cake.
Awesome. Soda or water?
Water.
Thin crust or deep dish pizza?
Thin crust.
Going to the movies, do you like action or comedy?
Comedy.
All right. So what's your favorite childhood TV show?
You know, I grew up in the 60s, so all those Leave It to Beaver and Bewitched and just all those classic TV shows.
Sweet. Do you have a favorite number?
7.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Just ice cream
probably
in general.
Spumoni. Awesome. Spumoni.
You have a favorite vacation spot?
Anywhere with my wife.
Yeah, that's awesome. So sticking with ice cream here, if you're running around St. Louis, would you go to Fritz's or Ted Drew's?
Ted Drew's.
Cardinals or Blues?
Blues, since they won the Stanley.
Botanical Garden or the Zoo?
Ooh, I like both of them. Probably Botanical.
Arch or the City Museum?
City Museum.
All right. So what was your first job?
Working for my father in his heating and air conditioning business.
Awesome. So do you have a middle name?
John.
Cool. And do you have a hidden talent?
You know, a few, but let's just say making peanut brittle. Everybody loves my peanut brittle.
Oh, man. See, that sounds
better than
awesome.
Store-bought, they say.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah. So who inspires you the most in your life?
Tough question. Probably anybody with integrity and that is trustworthy.
Awesome. Awesome. So a lot of fun. Love getting to know you and everything. And for all the listeners out there, you know, Dave does a lot of the same things that I do as far as coming out up front, talking to you about your remodeling projects. So I want to get right into my On the Road with Rich segment I've been doing, just talking about first call, what happens, what goes on, what do I see, interesting stories. I run into so many. I'm sure you've seen a lot of them doing so many bathrooms, too, just like this one that, you know, I had one. And it was actually, I was there about a couple of years ago, year and a half ago. Then she kind of held off, came back, started looking at it again. But it was bathrooms. It was two bathrooms back to back. And she had plumbing leaks in the pipes and in the drains and everything. The one toilet leaked and they tried to fix it. But the hardship of the whole situation was both bathrooms were fully remodeled probably within 5 years of me being in there the first time looking at all this stuff. And you're just like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm looking at it. And I'm like, you know, explaining to her, we got to get in the wall. We got to literally dismantle these bathrooms and kind of came up with a plan for her that, you know, didn't affect the tubs and showers because we could get to that from underneath, but affected obviously the toilets and the vanities kind of on both sides. And we can use this opening to get that drain over there. And she did, you know, in that year and a half, she talked to a couple other plumbers that came up with some solutions that, you know, I don't think really would have kind of taken care of 100% of it because they didn't want to kind of strip that whole bathroom, you know, like we were gonna. But, you know, and there was a powder room underneath it, too. So there's, you know, we had to take out a powder room ceiling to get the toilet drain and stuff. And, you know, it's just, it's heartbreaking to me when I'm in there and I'm seeing this and I'm like, man, you had every opportunity. This is new drywall in a plaster home or, you know, so can you just, David, can you just kind of talk about that first visit? You know, what happens and what do you do to kind of help avoid issues like this down the road for your clients?
A lot of it depends on the age of the home, but any house, you know, built from at least the 70s on back has at least a lead waste arm that comes off the vanity that goes back to a cast iron stack. And what happens a lot of times is that doesn't get replaced in the remodel. So one of the things I discuss with the customer is the fact that we're going to take this bathroom back far enough that we can inspect the pipes and make sure that everything is up to current codes and like replacing the waste arms with a PVC so that it doesn't cause them problems in the future once we put the bathroom back together. So that's one example of the conversations that I have with customers.
Yeah, and see, that's awesome. You know, knowing kind of the history, being around for a while, understanding the bathroom, the home, and kind of just knowing, like, what could be behind that wall just by the age and how they did it back then. And, you know, so when you're performing all that and talking about all that, you know, what do you really feel figuring out that entire job for a client? you know, why is that so important, not only to the client, but for what we do and for here at Mosby?
I would say, well, it's a lot of it, the thought that comes to my mind is cause and effect. So, like, let's just say they want to replace the shower. I was at home the other day, and they wanted to replace their shower. And I said, you know, if you don't replace that subfloor and the floor and the rest of the bathroom that has a soft spot in it, it's going to cause you great grief in the future when you try to fix it. So I try to look at that bathroom comprehensively so that as we do part of it or all of it, it won't come back to bite them in the future. I'm always looking at it from their perspective and at least offering to them why we would do more than what they're asking us to do.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'm always talking about, you know, educate the client, educate the consumer. You know, I was just talking to a guy about this with siding and stuff with his attic ventilation yesterday. And I was like explaining the whole thing, saying it doesn't mean you have to do it, but it means you'll understand if your roof doesn't last as long when you need the next one. And that could be okay for you. That's fine. You know, but I want you to understand that entire process all the way through. And, you know, kind of not being an order taker is what I kind of direct that to a lot also is, you know, don't just be an order taker when someone says, yeah, I'd like to just change this tub to a shower. You know, what do you kind of do or talk about in a situation like that when somebody says, you know, just something simple like that?
I ask them how long they're going to be in the home because that can affect it. I ask them why they want to replace it. Then I might talk about changing the drain from an inch and a half to 2-inch drain to pass code. And then we talk about the resale value of the home. And so I like to give them full knowledge of what they should know with the idea of why they are changing it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And because, you know, it's kind of like, you know, think about the car. Think about, you know, way years back when Henry Ford started and he said, you know, if I would have asked everybody what they wanted, they would have said a faster horse and didn't know anything about a car. So, you know, people don't necessarily know. They come up with something they want, but they might not necessarily know what they need. You know, so getting to that kind of answers and stuff with them is totally awesome. So, when we're going through a first meeting like that and we're determining everything that the client wants, needs, getting through everything, is it possible to get to all the answers and all the selections and kind of get to the finish line with the client in one visit like that?
That is a great question. And I often do get all the way through the process. And a lot of that depends on the customer, the scope of work, the size of the project, and if they have the time to go through it. You know, we'll go through all the details of what they want to do. I'll take a tour of the house to see the electrical, the plumbing, take good notes and pictures and measurements. And then we sit down and we go through a portfolio of pictures to kind of get an idea and a better sense of what they want. Then we can go into detail of the different selections that they can choose for that bathroom. And then based on those conversations, then I can price it accurately for the customer to see if it fits into their budget.
Oh, see, and that is just, it is awesome that you can get through that with that level of detail, you know, because we have, you know, everyone knows here at Mosby, we've, you know, full service design build. We've got these designers. We've got, you know, all these ways to get you through these great design projects. But we've also utilized these designers to select things and come up with pre-selected items and, mm-hmm. and Kohler fixtures and different things to, you know, help people just be able to select and see things that they like it right then and kind of get to some of those answers. What are the types of products that are in those selections that you're looking at?
Well, you've kind of mentioned a little bit of it, but we love using Kohler. We love using Moen. Different types of flooring that we use, such as LVT and the different, just the different toilets that we use.
Yeah, lots of options. Yeah, still.
And we also have MyRightBath.com that we've worked to bring together a lot of selections that we work with the customer to get the final selections.
So it's not limited, and that's
No.
Nice.
No, and they'll work with me. And if you know, everybody's different. Some people can just make some decisions on the website of basic selections. And then we also have designers that work with me to help them drill down deeper into selections in a wider variety if they need them.
Awesome, awesome. So before we get to our first break here, I do want to kind of let everybody know again out there, we have our toy drive again this year for the whole month of December. You can drop off, you know, any new unwrapped toys at either of our Mosby locations, 645 Leffie Well or 115 West Argonne Drive. So in another easy, cool way to do this is if you're having us out, if you're having me or David or one of our consultants out, have an unwrapped toy ready to go. Pick something up, give it to us, and we'll bring it in and put it in that collage of all these toys. We're going to help out Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital with this. So this is something that they use all year long. It's not just Christmas. So get in on that with us. We really, really appreciate all the help. And so, David, for now, we're going to get into our first break. And when we return, I will have my hack, and then we can get more into some of those common bathroom questions that everybody always asks. We'll be back right after this.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, here we go. We are back, and you heard the man, got my hack for you right now. So think about this. So 80% of homeowners leave their chimney dampers open when they shouldn't. Without getting too scientific about it, because of air leaks, stack effect, and, you know, ductwork leakage, a home with a wood-burning fireplace costs approximately 30% more to heat in the winter than a home without. Quite shocking. But for those of you out there who have unused wood-burning fireplaces, there's a simple, easy DIY solution for you. You can get what's known as a fireplace plug, or better known as a chimney plug balloon. They come in many sizes, round, rectangular, so find the one that kind of would fit in yours. Most of them only cost about $50. It's a blow-up polyurethane, and it has an adjustable handle, so it'll hold that up tight below that damper, so it's very quick, clean, and easy to install. Put one of these in each of your unused fireplaces to really make your rooms more comfortable and save some money on your heating bills. Now, the tricks here that you need to know is never use one of these with a gas-burning fireplace, or if you have a gas log set with a pilot light. And, you know, if you're not 100% positive, please just consult a professional for advice on if this would work best for you. But it can really help save and keep your rooms way more comfortable in the winter if you do not use that fireplace. So if you want to hear this hack or any of my weekly hacks, again, you can find them all on Facebook. Just simply search Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook. You'll get right to me. And there's a video of every hack every week that you can go back and check them all out. So for now, David, I want to get back into, let's get into these bathrooms for everybody, because, you know, we hear a lot of questions. There's a lot of common questions, and maybe we can get, you know, a few of those most common bathroom questions kind of put out there and answered for everyone. So one of the ones I hear quite a bit and everybody's curious about is, you know, how long will it be tore up? How long will I be without a bathroom?
It typically will take like a week and a half to two. You know, week is pushing it, but we're known for doing them extremely quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and we'll stick in this kind of, you know, typical 5x8 kind of hall bath area, you know, with most of these questions that we hear all the time. But so resale, you know, the question always comes up, you know, should I keep a tub in the home for the resale value of the home?
That is a somewhat loaded question. I would say, like in a master bathroom, I had that same question from customers, and a lot of people don't use their bathtub in a large bathroom, and if that's the case, then I say make a big, more luxurious shower, and people will appreciate that. So let's go the other direction. Let's go into a small South City house, and it's the only bathroom in the house, and it's a two-bedroom house. What happens is you change it over to a shower, you'll get the enjoyment out of the shower. And then when you go to sell it, the people that are looking for a nice remodeled bathroom with a quick in and out shower experience will be wanting to buy that house. So I would say, you know, just think about where you live and the value of your home and the way you live in your home. And I think that's the best answer for you.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with that. And I see so many different clients that talk about these things and are trying to figure out, you know, what's best for the next person. And you know, what do you think about that? What do you talk about when they're asking that?
That's a great question, because so many people are thinking about the next homeowner, and it's like they have analysis paralysis, because it's like, what will the next homeowner think? And so what happens is they're going to live in the house for 10, 15 years, and they don't ever do the project of their dreams because they're too busy concerning themselves with the next homeowner. And really, the next homeowner comes in and looks at the house. I used to buy homes and flip houses for a living, and they just come in, look at the house. Is it in the right school district? Is it in the right price? Does it have the right features? And they buy it off those decisions. So I say do what you want to do to the house that brings great enjoyment to you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, I've had this common discussion with my wife a couple times about, you know, the master bathroom. And, you know, she's always had the same theory that a lot of people have in the master bathroom is, well, you got to have the tub and the shower, and we're never in the tub. I mean, we are literally never in the tub. So I was kind of trying to, you know, one, explain to her how many tubs we get rid of and make this awesome shower. And I'm like, you know, if we were house shopping and you walked into a master bathroom and it had a shower like we do here at Mosby sometimes, you wouldn't be able to remember 30 minutes later if there was a tub or not.
It sounds like you need me to come over there as a senior sales consultant to help your wife with this decision.
Yeah, yeah. Let's make that shower bigger.
That's
get
right.
Rid of that tub and get what you would actually use. But it is. It's so nice and it's so common. And, you know, most people don't worry about it. But, you know, I was talking earlier about that order taker thing a little bit.
And I want to help the customer. And it's important to push back a little. Like, they'll say things to me about what they might want, and I politely push back on it a little bit just to make them stop and think about what it is they're wanting to do, and it gets them to really think, why do I want to do that? And they might come up with another idea that's better for them.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's such a great way, you know, to be an advisor and let them help make, you know, great decision. So when we're doing these bathrooms, do you tear the bathrooms down to the studs?
It really depends on what we're doing in the bathroom. It depends on how old the bathroom is. You know, there's a lot of bathrooms that are 1980s and newer, and sometimes you replace a third of the drywall to get to the parts you need to get to do the remodeling. And then older houses that might have plaster in them, you wind up taking everything out, including the floor down to the studs, and it's all a function of how was the house constructed and in what kind of shape is it.
Yeah, yeah. So when you're looking at the bathroom and everything, you know, how could a client know if they think they need to replace their plumbing stacks or not?
Well, good question. Usually they start, well, they always eat themselves from the inside out as the waste comes down through it. So at a certain point, they'll start getting boils. If you can physically see the stack, you'll start getting boils on the outside of the stack. But that's not to say when they come to do the work, what happens is they thin, the actual stack thins itself from the inside out, and when they go to repair onto it, it could crack, and then you know for sure it needs to be replaced. So just visually inspecting isn't always the answer.
Yeah, no, it is very difficult. I in the past, I've had a lot of, you know, clients have them camera scoped, and it's like you.
That doesn't tell you anything. At all.
You can't tell how thick the walls are, you know, unless you literally, you're under the basement floor or you're out front and you see roots in the drain. Really looking at it from the inside out doesn't tell you a whole lot.
You mentioned it earlier about the back-to-back bathrooms.
Yeah.
I've done them before where I've done a second-floor bathroom and a first-floor bathroom, and they're on top of each other, and I say to the customer, now's your choice and time to get that stack replaced at least between these two bathrooms.
Yeah.
Because it's now or never if you want to save the most money in this process.
Yeah.
A little bit of pain now will save you a whole lot down the road.
Yep. No, absolutely. And believe me, the one I was, you know, talking about, well, we're in the middle right now of like tearing her bathrooms completely apart. And really, the only real good thing to come out of it, other than we're going to fix her leaks and she won't have to worry about the plumbing leaking anymore, is she kind of said to me, well, if you're taking all this apart, she's like, I never really was a big fan of the tile we chose for the floors. And I'm like, yep, we're cabinets out, toilets out, now's the time. So we tore out her floors. Didn't need to, but she just wanted to go ahead and update them and never really thought they were nice enough for the right color and that sort of thing. So speaking of floors and that sort of thing and making selections of that, what's some of the best flooring out there, you know, for a bathroom?
I've been with, like I said earlier, I've been with Mosey for 10 years. And 10 years ago, it was pretty much ceramic, and maybe a vinyl floor. And it's shockingly good how far luxury vinyl tile has come. You can get luxury vinyl tile that works great in the bathroom. It looks like a tile floor. The benefit is it's warm like vinyl. It can handle the deflection of the floor better than a ceramic floor. It's not as cold as a ceramic floor. So I'd say luxury vinyl tile is a great place to start.
Oh, yeah, that is great. And so making the selections, we kind of talked about, you know, having a lot of information up front, but if they're kind of unsure, maybe indecisive a little bit, do you have any designers or anybody that can jump in and kind of help with that selection process?
Yes, we do. So I meet with a customer, have a nice initial meeting with them, and then go through the pricing, is it affordable to them, and then they'll be assigned a designer, and the designer will be their personal helper to get them through all the decision-making process.
Yeah, and you know, people are, everyone's so different. It is amazing. Probably one of the biggest things I've enjoyed about getting to meet so many different people is just learning how different we all really are. And, you know, I've had clients like you that we've sat down in a room at a table and picked out everything for an entire bathroom inside of 2 hours. And then there's clients that need to take that piece home, set it on the counter, get a feel for it, examine it, let it sink in. And, you know, that's when the designers can really step in and help out. And we can let that process happen. You know, if that's what you need, great. Take a month to select everything. If you can do it in an hour, perfect. We'll do it in an hour. You know, it's about helping them through that process, you know, through all of that. So it's good to have great material selections and really get into all that. So who pulls permits when we do a bathroom?
Production does.
Awesome.
We do that pretty much on every project, and pretty much every project needs a permit.
Yeah, no, there's not a lot in bathrooms that really don't require a permit when you get into the plumbing and and all the different stuff. So we kind of get to handle everything start to finish for everybody. And that is just really, really awesome, you know, that we can do that and help them through that entire process. So again, I do want to remind everybody, I love Christmas. I'm so psyched about Christmas. I do want to remind everybody real quick about that toy drive. I love helping out people, obviously. You could probably hear that. So, you know, during the month of December, again, bring out some toys, unwrap toys for us. either of our Mosby locations. Come out, leave a toy. It'll help sick children at Cardinal Glennon and Children's Hospital. So we'll get more into some of this bathroom right after this.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, we are back sitting here with Mosby consultant David Flory, what I would say Super Dave, master of all things bathroom and kitchens for sure, and you know, having a great time going over all the steps of the bathroom, all the common questions, you know, what's going to happen. But, you know, I want to get into some kind of safety, health type of issues. So, David, let's talk about ventilation. Let's talk about keeping a bathroom, you know, kind of healthy. How important is ventilation in a bathroom?
It's exceedingly important. You want to make sure you get that moisture and the odors out of a bathroom, and also you want to make sure that it's exhausted out the roof so that it doesn't stay in the attic.
Yeah, absolutely. So getting things well right the best way possible. I mean, there's all these things that we do, you know, here at Mosby. But, you know, I heard you say earlier, and we've talked before about, you know, your building experience in the past and flipping houses and you know, that sort of thing. So can you kind of just touch on, like, flipping a bathroom? What have you learned between doing that yourself and then kind of doing this for Mosby and how things should be done?
I don't like to think too deeply on the topic because when I look back at my history, it's like, yeah, I maybe should have done that a little differently. And it's mainly because you don't know what you don't know, and you're basically teaching yourself on the job. And so what happens is when you come to work for Mosby and you have such a deep bench of professionals doing things the right way because we're giving that 10-year workmanship warranty and we want to do what's best for the customer, it's totally different ballgame than the typical person out there that you hire that's just kind of doing the work.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it is, it's true that, you know, so many of us have been there. So many of our project managers, you know, I had my own company for a while. A lot of our project managers did. And then they kind of change roles and come in here. And, you know, when I first started looking at jobs after being a project manager, started going around doing the consultant for Mosby and everything, I literally asked myself, I thought, I wonder how long do I think it'll be before I come across something that I did that probably wasn't the best thing possible? You know, that I was just doing what I either learned or knew or just things that we did. And so it was probably about a year or so in, and it was a roof. And it was a room addition I had built, and the existing roof was kind of old. And we couldn't tie the shingles in with the new roof into the existing roof and everything. So we did a recover over top of the shingles. And now it's about 13 years later. I'm at Mosby. I'm been a project manager. I start going out looking at these projects, and I'm at this guy's house going, oh, wow, I built this room. I did this. And now my roof has all these issues, and it's leaking, and there's problems. And he's like, this roof is 13 years old. And I'm going, well, so what we were uneducated on back then was the fact that when you do a recover and everything's really as good as its base, a recovered roof over top of existing shingles cuts the life expectancy of the shingle in half. And we put a 25-year shingle on your house, and it's been 13 years. So that seems to be true. And I'm like, wow, I did that. You know, like, but it was what we were doing. It was what we knew. We did all kinds of recovers back then. And you know, it was great. It saved all this money for these clients until they had issues, you know. And so, yeah, I think a lot of us have learned from those experiences. We've done it wrong enough times to know how not to do it wrong.
Well, you made that comment, quote unquote, saved all that money.
Yeah. And exactly.
I was talking to a customer the other day, and he literally had a roof that leaked for 25 years, and he had gone through six, seven companies. One of the companies used 20 tubes of silicone caulk on his roof, and said, oh, well, it's fixed. And so it took him all those years to find the company to actually fix it correctly. So he didn't save any money.
Yeah, exactly. That's, you know, it always costs more to do it again and do it twice and all of that. So unless you're running for the hills as soon as you do it, you should probably think about doing it the best way possible. I mean, you know, it really saves money if you're in it for the lasting value, the long haul.
Yes.
You're going to be there. That question you were talking about asking, how long are you going to be in your home? So important, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I mean, it means everything. So looking at, you know, going through the bathroom and everything, and, you know, we've gotten the selections, they've figured everything out, we're pulling permits. What's some of that, you know, kind of let's touch on what happens to get ready for the production team and get the client ready for a start date, you know. So at the pre-construction handoff meeting, you know, what generally happens during that meeting and how does it keep everybody on the same page?
Well, the important document that we work off of is called a work scope, and it's what the crews work off of, and it's very detailed and talks about what we're going to do. Then the project manager is there who kind of oversees the total project, and then you have the lead remodeler who's there who's going to be on the job day in and day out, then the designer, and usually myself, and then we all talk through the scope of work and what we're going to do so that there's no surprises when we actually come out to start the job.
Yeah, that, and, you know, keeping everybody on the same page, letting them know all that stuff, and really even thinking about, you know, having production involved in that meeting to let them know, like, so we're going to come in through this door. It's going to be the shortest route. We'll protect your floors. Well, you know, just being in the know is so important for everybody and for every client out there, I feel. You know, it's just a real big game changer, I think, for all clients to understand what's going to happen. Now, there's going to be some time, though. You walk away from that. We've got all the things to order and stuff to do. So between that and that construction start date, kind of what happens and how do we get ready for that job, you know, during that time frame? What's going on?
Well, we reach out to the customer periodically to see how they're doing with the wait period. And then we have a Mosby Connect that we created, and that's a great feature at Mosby where the customer can actually peer into Mosby and see how the schedule's going. And then it's just a matter of keeping in contact with the customer.
Yeah, no, and that is, you know, one of our latest and greatest things you just mentioned was that Mosby Connect, so they can, you said they can see a full construction schedule in there?
Yes, they can definitely go in there, see the scheduling, they can see communications, they can even ask questions, and those get answered in a timely manner.
That, you know, oh, so communication, that's
yes,
key to everything.
What? We work in a messy industry, and it's easy for a customer not to realize it's a messy industry. And we pride ourselves on good communication. Now, is every day a perfect 10? No. But we strive to have great communication throughout the company and with the customer. And if something goes partially awry, we're there to make sure that we straighten it out.
Yeah, and we have all the people to do it and to get through it. You know what? Last week I was kind of talking with one of our designers, Shannon, about the why behind Mosby and kind of the why do we do a lot of the things that we do. And kind of the definition I came up with was, you know, one of the main reasons you probably want to do stuff here is we're going to be better today than we were last year. It may not be how we install something. It may be like that Mosby Connect. It may be how we communicate. It may be a lot of things. But we're also going to be better next year than we are today. And we're constantly doing that. So if anybody's interested, how can they get a hold of us and you and get out there, get your bathrooms looked at?
Best way to do is call us directly at 314-909-1800 or go to mosbybuildingarts.com.
Yes, that too. I would remind everybody, you can find everything on our website. You can find, you know, information about our employees. You can get to pictures of different types of jobs. We do all levels and sizes, and there's a lot of information on that website. And you can also schedule your appointments right there on the website. Ask questions, get things scheduled, communicate back and forth. So if you work the night shift or something and you're not available during the day, we can still help you out and get to it. So, David, I do want to thank you for all the great information and for coming out today and taking time out of your Saturday to kind of help everybody out and get through all of this. So it's been a super big pleasure. I love all the information and love that it's about 10 years for you now, yes, too. So we've got a lot of people been around for quite a long time. But just absolutely love doing it with you and really appreciate it all. And we'll have more to come, and I can't wait for, you know, another day to have you on again and have some more of our designers on and just help everybody out with everything they got. Until then, I will look forward to talking to everybody next week.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.